Hello, I am Jennifer Geisler, and welcome to this special podcast on Cisco Borderless Networks for Retail. My guest today is Kathy Killinan, Industry Director for Retail for both U.S. and Canada, who will help us understand what Cisco means by borderless networks, and more importantly, how a borderless network is relevant to retailers. So, Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Jennifer, and thanks for having me today.
Yeah, this is going to be great. I'm very anxious, so let's start right in. We've heard Cisco talk a lot about borderless networks. I mean, what is it, first of all, and why is it so important?
Yeah, sure. So borderless networks from Cisco, it's both a business and a technical architecture. And let me explain what I mean by that. We talk to a lot of our customers and some common themes emerge. Our business would be more efficient if only the network could do this or if it could do that. From this emerges a set of challenges, what we choose to call borders. For example, one theme is the network is no longer about laptops and PCs. You've got all sorts of devices trying to use the network. In retail, you've got salespeople using new devices at the point of customer interaction. They're both wired and they're wireless, things like scanners, handheld terminals, phones, kiosks, you name it. All of these devices are designed to enhance service to the consumer and to provide information whenever and wherever needed. Retailers are also deploying things like access points, wireless access points, security cameras, and other devices throughout the store. How do you get all these devices onto a common IP network while still maintaining security, availability, and quality of service? How can the network know that traffic from a device doing inventory or processing a credit card transaction is more important than someone sending an email during the lunch hour? That's what we mean by borderless networks.
Okay. So, well, Kathy, I mean, you just closed out with a couple of tough questions. So I'm optimistic thinking that you do have the answers to those questions.
Oh, yeah, of course. These are the precise types of challenges that our Cisco borderless network is designed to address. What I just described previously is what we call the device border. It is not enough just to connect these devices to the network and hope that they work. They need a complete and flexible identification and authorization system like the Cisco identity-based network services. You need to provide high availability for them because more and more retailers are making technology a critical part of their business flow. You need to have to identify the data flows to prioritize them and protect them from other data flows. So you really need an intelligent and full-featured infrastructure to pull all of this off. And you need to do this for both the wired and the wireless networks.
So I'm going to make another good assumption saying, okay, the Cisco borderless network provides all this for you. I mean, so it does have the infrastructure to actually pull this off?
Absolutely. And let me give you a specific example in retail. It's particularly relevant when you look at something like PCI compliance. As you know, PCI stands for payment card industry, and there are a set of requirements that are designed to protect consumer privacy and credit card information. Failure to comply, as the retailers know, could mean significant financial penalties, but more importantly, it could mean damage to their brand and their reputation. Cisco has an entire set of validated designs that can help a retailer comply with these requirements. Here's just one example. By segmenting point-of-sale or POS devices into their own virtual LAN or VLAN, you can reduce the scope of the PCI audit from the entire network down to just those POS VLANs. This can potentially save the retailer a significant amount of dollars, thousands of dollars during the audit process.
Wow, that is significant. I mean, because, you know, basically what I'm hearing from you, and I'm grateful for this, is that as a consumer, data security is hugely important for retailers.
Yep, it's important for the retailer, and as you mentioned, for the consumers as well. You know, there's a fine line that retailers need to walk. They need to be able to enforce security, but at the same time, employees can't be punished for their current location. The experience of the network and the applications within the limits of what you're allowing to do, according to security policy, should be the same wherever you are. Employees and store associates, they need the same performance. We need to ensure security and a seamless experience anywhere or any place the device is connected. If the network can't deliver that type of experience, then we're in trouble. In order to secure these locations, we call this a location border. And it's, again, another area that the Cisco borderless network addresses. You need high performance, high scalability VPNs, application optimization, and virtualization technologies like those that the Cisco Borderless Network can provide. They all come together to help control and handle outside people and outside vendors that come into the network to make sure that we are supporting suppliers, vendors, employees, and applying the necessary security policies where it makes sense.
Excellent. So what I'm hearing to you is location shouldn't matter. Where I'm at or where the equipment is at, location is no longer a border.
Well, exactly. Except for maybe one thing, and that's tracking expensive assets. Being able to quickly share or quickly locate shared assets not only saves time, but it also provides protection against loss or theft. So location does matter when you're trying to track down laptops, scanners, digital media devices, and things like that. Maybe it's better to say that the network should be location aware. So knowing where things or people are when it matters, but also optimizing the experience so that remote or mobile users can have the same level of productivity as the wired users within the environment.
Excellent. I definitely agree but with that, especially being a wired and wireless user ourselves. So we've covered, Kathy, we've covered devices and we've covered locations as being two borders. Are there any other borders that a retailer needs to be aware of?
Yes. You know, another big one is an application border. One emerging trend that we are seeing is the deployment of applications in the cloud, software as a service, or in our vertical, retail as a service, for things like product information and training being sourced out of the cloud versus in a data center or some other server location. We're also seeing more and more retailers looking at social networks, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, and integrating video into the store as well.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of makes me excited. The Cisco Virtual Expert solution that you guys have, I mean, where you can talk face-to-face, well, let's say virtual face-to-face because actually the person is located elsewhere with an expert in the field. I mean, that's really valuable if your business is in a specialized area for knowledge such as computers, hardware stores, I'll say home entertainment or home electronics. I mean, just imagine if we could actually have a virtual plumber and you can get a real plumber right over the line using a virtual expert.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what our retailers are looking at as well, being able to provide that virtual expertise in the store or on the web, wherever it makes sense. But, you know, just like devices, you can't just throw voice and video onto your network and hope for the best. You need to be able to increase or potentially have the need to increase bandwidth in certain locations. You'll need to be able to identify voice and video streams automatically. You need to be able to control the path that they're taking over the network, and you need to monitor how they're performing. Cisco Borderless Networks does that.
Excellent. Now we're up to three borders: devices, locations, application. Got that. So do we stop at three or do we add one more?
There's one more.
Okay.
Energy management is another area that we're focused on. Traditionally, energy management has been a concern of facilities managers. Now, with the focus on green and sustainability, it's become a real opportunity for retailers. We like to think that the network, because it touches everything in the retail environment, can provide additional value to these other parts of the business as well. We think that Cisco Borderless Networks brings IT and facilities together to reduce energy consumption and proactively manage energy costs.
So once again, Kathy, I have to ask the magic question. How does Cisco actually do that?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. We've got a technology. It's called Cisco EnergyWise. It lets consumers intelligently measure, report, and reduce energy consumption across the business, both at headquarters and at the stores. Retailers can optimize power delivery and reduce energy costs. We're actually releasing this in phases. The current phase is all about expanding the customer's control over things like power over Ethernet devices, things like IP phones, wireless access points, IP cameras, laptops, and PCs. How do we manage and reduce the consumption of these devices? The next phase that we'll be releasing integrates EnergyWise with the network media network building mediator platform, and that increases the ability to control energy in things like lighting and HVAC. We believe, and it's the reason why Cisco EnergyWise is so important, and it's part of the borderless network architecture. Sustainability and green in general is very, very important as we go forward.
Yeah, and I will say not only from being a green factor, but also the cost savings that it can bring a retailer as well is very compelling.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let me end with this tough question, because you're handling the tough questions so far. But our listeners are probably saying, okay, this sounds great, but why Cisco? I mean, couldn't one just go out and construct a borderless network with another network vendor's equipment or a combination of network vendor's equipment? Why can't we just piece this together ourselves? Why do we need to go with Cisco and the Cisco borderless network?
Yeah, you know, I love that question. And really, there's a lot of answers to it. Let's start with the technology level. Do other vendors have identification and authorization technologies, for example? Well, yes, of course they do. But they're not as full-featured and as flexible as the Cisco identity-based network services. And I think you'll find the same story with a lot of the other technologies that I've already mentioned: policy control, quality of service, and so on. Then there's the pure differentiators like Cisco EnergyWise and Network Mediator. No one else in the industry has anything that compares to it. Moving up from that, I think I have to return to something that I said at the beginning of the podcast, and that's that Cisco Borderless Networks is a business as well as a technical architecture. Our goal, ultimately, is to solve business problems, and in order to do so, I think you need a broad portfolio of products and solutions, and Cisco has that. If we don't know the best way to get Cisco telepresence or virtual expert across the LAN or the WAN, who else will? And we have the design guides and the deployment examples and experience to support it. Finally, Cisco Borderless Networks provides the infrastructure for many of the retail-specific solutions that we have, solutions like digital signage, which uses the power of the network to broadcast product promotions or content to the store, as well as communications or training from headquarters, or delivering things like task management applications, clock in, clock out, things like that on the Cisco wireless phones. We've already discussed a couple other examples in PCI and Virtual Expert. There's many, many more, and all of these are deployed on the Cisco Borderless Network architecture. We know the needs of the technology, but we also know the needs of the retailer, and Cisco's in the best position to fulfill both of those needs, Jennifer.
Excellent. Thank you, Kathy. Now, we've given a little bit of a teaser of the type of information and capabilities we have. The magic question is, where do people go for more information?
Of course, everything's on the web. Let me give you the three websites that I'd like to direct our listeners to. First, for more information on borderless networks from Cisco, the website is www.cisco.com/borderless. For information on our retail solution portfolio, www.cisco.com/go/retail. And if you'd like to view a recent webcast that we produced about borderless networks, www.cisco.com/go/experience.
All right. Terrific. Thanks once again. My guest today has been Kathy Killinan, Industry Director for Retail for U.S. and Canada. Thank you, Kathy, and thank you for listening.